When a cyclone devastated Burma earlier this month, Indian Navy ships and aircraft began ferrying relief supplies to its neighbour in less than 24 hours. The Foreign Ministry says two Indian medical teams are treating 1,500 patients a day in the disaster area. Commerce Minister Jairam Ramesh assured a recent pledging conference in Rangoon that India will assist the country in reconstruction work. India has also reached out to another neighbour, China, which is coping with the aftermath of a massive earthquake. New Delhi has pledged $5 million in assistance and sent transport aircraft with relief material such as tents. Unlike many countries, India has diplomatic relations with Burma's military rulers. Bilateral ties with China have vastly improved in recent years. But analysts say India's efforts to help its neighbours are more than just friendly gestures. A foreign policy analyst with New Delhi's Centre for Policy Research, Brahma Chileni, says India wants to demonstrate that it can play a responsible regional role.
In recent weeks, India has rushed large amounts of aid both to impoverished Burma as well as to booming China. It did not make a distinction between China and Burma. It's just an effort to reach out and help people in one's neighborhood. And of course, with the hope that this will improve the diplomatic environment and help improve bilateral relations and also help increase India's role in the region.
Analysts say New Delhi has stepped up aid diplomacy in recent years in a bid to raise its global profile. India's efforts to project itself as an aid giver rather than an aid recipient were first noticed after the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami struck several countries in the region. Within hours, Indian warships had ferried supplies to Sri Lanka, Maldives and Indonesia, even though the disaster had struck its own southern shores. India declined foreign aid, saying the money should go to countries in greater need. Former Indian Foreign Secretary Lalit Mansingh says New Delhi wants to emphasize that it is an emerging power.
I think now India is giving the message that yes, we've reached a stage of development where we are in a position to help others and that's why we are doing it. Quite definitely, there is a feeling that our capabilities have increased and we can do it. We feel we have reached a stage where other countries deserve it more than we do.
Last year, as a growing economy raised its confidence, New Delhi set aside $1 billion for international aid, saying this was in step with India's growing stature in global affairs. It is a much smaller amount compared to what other Asian countries such as Japan or China disburse as aid. But it is a far cry from the time when India was itself reliant on massive aid from foreign donors. Soumitra Chaudhary, an economist on the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, says India has virtually phased out relying on external aid in recent years.
There was a time, till about maybe the middle 80s, where the bilateral and multilateral assistance used to comprise of a very large proportion of the total capital flows into India. Now they comprise a very, very small segment, such a small segment that it is barely noticeable.
India's large Navy and Air Force make it easy for New Delhi to extend a helping hand when disasters strike. India has the world's fourth largest military, and its fleet of warships in the Indian Ocean and large Air Force can ferry disaster relief material quickly to neighbouring countries. But India's policy of stepping up international aid has its detractors. Some domestic critics question whether a country with more than 300 million people living under the poverty line is in a position to hand out aid to others. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.